Watch us. Love us. Just follow WEEI on Twitch. Jones and Keefe.
On WEEI. It's Tier Tuesday with Jones and Keefe.
Let's go!
Tier Tuesday, Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. The tiers are brought to you by Jackson Lumber and Millwork. You can visit Jackson Lumber and Millwork for all your residential, remodeling, or commercial building materials and supplies. At Jackson Lumber and Millwork, providing solutions and delivering results since 1946. We're going to tier off NFL playoff teams today.
That's Keith. Right. We have cut it down to 14 remaining teams in the NFL, and we have the following tiers. We can always add and subtract as we go, but we figure the top tier, the best around.
You're the best around.
These are the teams, Jones, that we consider the best around.
That makes sense.
The team, the tier below that, pretty good.
Pretty good.
Yeah, that's the pretty good tier. These teams are pretty good.
Yeah, they're good. They're pretty good.
Tier below that, the old cat in the grass. It's a playoff of Frisky, but these are the teams that are kind of they're the cat in the grass.
It's a little different than Frisky.
It is.
Yeah.
But these are the teams kind of laying in wait, right? They're not your favorite.
Yeah, yeah.
But they're not a bottom dweller either.
No.
So the tier below the cat in the grass would be the, so you're telling me there's a chance.
So you're telling me there's a chance.
Not the worst.
No, not the worst.
These teams have a chance.
They have a chance.
Sure.
The worst tier would be the no chance.
No chance.
That's the no chance tier. These teams are in the playoffs, which is great, but they have no chance of winning the whole thing.
And, exactly. So there's a key differentiator here. It's not just anybody could win a playoff any given Sunday, Keith.
This is the
anybody
whole
win a,
kit and caboodle.
The whole shebangabang,
yeah, correct.
As they say.
Yes,
this is to win the whole thing. Not one playoff game, the whole thing.
Several playoff games.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. Right. Who are we starting with, Bill?
The Broncos.
How do you feel about the Broncos?
Pretty good.
Oh, we're missing a pretty. Pretty good is what I would say about the
Broncos. I wrote the tier wrong then. But yeah, I would say they are also pretty good. They're a one seed, but people kind of look at them side-eyed. They have a good defense. They obviously have home field advantage. And they got Bo Nix, who has pulled rabbits out of his hat a few times this season. So they do have that going for them. They have a coach who I don't like, but has won a Super Bowl.
Yeah. And they have a good path. They're home
they have
for the whole
bona
conference.
They're bona fides.
Bona fides. So look,
I
just feel like if you're truly one of the best teams around,
yeah,
you would be stomping all these backup quarterbacks and bad
that,
teams.
No.
So just give you some bona fides.
I can't put them there. I'd say pretty good.
They might be the top of the pretty good tier.
Oh, you know what? Me and Chime did while you were out.
Not
Keith.
Power rankings.
I did rank within a tier. Except I screwed up a tier and did one backwards.
Nice.
But we did rank within tiers.
An inverse power ranking within a tier. Great. I'm sure that was very, very
the sanctity of the tiers.
Yeah, I'm sure it was very easy to understand
when
people
were
driving around.
It was perfect.
Okay.
I think people wrapped their heads around it very easily.
Yeah,
in fact, many, many people were like, great job, Jones. You've changed the tiers forever.
For the better.
Yeah.
Okay, Bill.
Patriots.
You're the best around.
I mean, where else would you put them?
Hard to argue. They have the second best offense in the NFL and the fourth best defense, according to points, which I know maybe you don't love points as a stat, but pretty important at the end of the game when you look up at the old scoreboard.
I'd say. Are we homers because we're putting them there and not Denver?
No.
I also don't think so. I think a neutral bystander, I would like them and prefer them to Denver because of the quarterback. But, I mean, we're here in New England. Maybe we're a little biased there. But, mm-hmm. best around. That's mm-hmm. where they belong.
Jaguars.
Ooh, you like the Jaguars.
Cat in the grass? They're a literal cat in the grass.
I think they might be the face of cat in the grass.
Are they too high of a seed to be cat in the grass?
No, because I think they're very unassuming. Even though they're the three seed, I think a lot of people are going to pick the Bills maybe even to beat them. It's still Trevor Lawrence. I know he's played really well the last month. Rookie coach.
I think cat in the grass.
Cat in the grass is a good spot.
Yeah.
Cat in the grass is a pretty good spot.
No, it's not. No, they're not frisky. They're cats in the grass.
They're cats in the grass. Yeah. They're literal wild cats.
Don't confuse people.
Can I circle back to the Patriots real quick?
Uh-huh.
I have a... So this was an old... On one of the old shows that I was on.
Oh, I thought this was a stat of the week.
Kinda.
Oh.
So we developed the Dale scale.
I knew and what you were going to say.
I mean, the great Dale Arnold.
Yeah.
Developed the Dale scale. I forget what the exact number was, but basically, I was looking at this like points.
Dale's name really is great for all of these games. Dale's Tales.
Oh, Dale's Tales.
Dale's
Scale.
Don't
get started. We don't have time for a Dale's Tales. That'll take us the rest of the show.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is the Dale Scale.
Yeah.
And you would add up the number of where the team ranks on offense and where they rank on defense. So, okay. Like I just said, 2 and 4.
Uh-huh.
So that would equal 6.
Yep, I got that.
So the years in which the Patriots offense and defense totaled 6. This was, in fact, the Dale scale. The last time...
The magic number is 6?
Well, yeah, I think so.
Okay.
because
yeah, go for it.
The last time it was six or less was 2016.
Oh.
They won the Super Bowl.
Duck boats.
They won the Super Bowl. It was also in 07. They went to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, it didn't end well.
As well as 04.
That was won a really good, really good one.
So this is only the fourth time it's happened, if you put the number at six.
I mean, arguably,
the Dale scale may have been at 10 or 9 or 8, but if you're looking at it this way,
I mean, it makes
you
sense.
Make the Super Bowl.
Yeah, it makes sense. Those are arguably the three best Patriots teams.
Right.
I mean, 04, 16.
Yeah.
Eh, 16 or 14. I guess we're missing 14
I think 14
there.
Might have been a little bit better.
Yeah, 14. Actually, I take that back. 14 should
the
be.
The Dale scale on 14 was actually a 12.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Okay. Good on the Dale. Where are the Broncos on the Dale scale?
I got to find the Broncos. I got to find the Broncos
on
the Dale scale.
You get to work on that. Jaguars or cats on the grass? Who else we got?
Oh, Steelers. Broncos. Sorry, Billy. Broncos are a 17.
Oh,
on the Dale scale.
Dale scale hates them.
No chance.
All right, good.
There
that's
no
what,
chance.
Yeah,
though,
we should put them lower.
Lower.
The Steelers.
Are they no chance?
Yeah.
No chance.
Yeah, they don't have a chance. Steelers aren't going to win the whole thing.
Have you heard?
They can't win playoff games with Tomlin anymore.
I'm sure by now you've heard the stat. You know they haven't lost a Monday night football game at home since like 1991?
They haven't lost Monday night at home since 91?
And they're playing the Monday game this week?
Since
which like
Neil O'Donnell?
Which like, you know the Rooney family just has so much gross influence to like get that game because they know this stupid stat.
What was the other Shime stat? He was like Tomlin at home as a home underdog or something?
Doesn't lose?
Yeah.
Yeah,
so maybe they beat the Texans.
This
but like,
is what
they're
I'm
not gonna, they're not going to beat the Broncos. The
I'm
Pats,
not saying they have no chance against the Texans
right.
because of the stupid black magic they have on Monday Night Football, but like they have no chance to win the Super Bowl.
What's Lynn Swann's record on Monday Night Football?
No chance.
So I'll say no chance.
Okay. Right.
The Texans,
good defense. Are you going to go cat in the grass for them?
Well,
so you're telling me there's a chance.
So you're telling me there's a chance.
They're at least that. So I don't want to be inconsistent. I've said that'd be like a nightmare game for the Pats.
Nightmare game.
But I also said I would pick the Patriots. So I don't think you want to play that team. That's going to be an ugly, hard-fought game.
Their defense is nasty.
But to truly win the Super Bowl, I'd say you're telling me there's a chance, but they're not even cats on the grass.
They're not. They're below that.
They're a tier below that.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Telling
so
me there's
telling
a chance.
Me there's a chance.
All right.
Yes.
The Bills.
I think they're pretty good.
I would agree with that.
Pretty good.
Yeah. I would say pretty good. Right, I mean, there with the Broncos.
Outside Spider-Man of May, meme. Perhaps the best quarterback in the playoffs.
In Denver. And this would be great. If Buffalo beats Jacksonville, they have to go to Denver. And then, therefore, if you're the Patriots, you don't have to play both of these teams
good
to
point.
Make it to the Super Bowl. This is great.
Okay.
Chargers.
That's a no chance for me.
No chance? Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, there's a
no chance.
To win the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
I don't either. I don't think they're going to beat the Patriots. If you lose your first playoff game, I think you got no chance.
Yeah.
All right, good point.
Your chance goes down significantly if you lose that first one.
That's sound logic. Yeah. All right, no chance for the Chargers. Who else we got?
All right, to the NFC, the Seahawks.
All right, what about a new tier? Hear me out on this one.
Yeah.
What about, because they have a great defense, and they're the number one seed. They also have Sam Darnold. You and I, not the biggest Sam Darnold fans.
Yeah, they have a great roster top to bottom outside of Sam Darnold, yes.
What about like a seeing ghost tier?
Oh, like his own tier.
His own tier.
Where does that go?
Probably above cat in the grass.
So below pretty good, above cat in the grass.
Yeah.
Love
seeing
it.
Ghosts.
Love it.
Seeing ghosts.
Sam Darnold is seeing ghosts.
I think he's seeing
ghosts. That's the Seahawks tier.
Do you know how many playoff games Sam Darnold's ever played in?
I think just the one, right?
Just the one?
Yeah. Last year. How'd that go?
They didn't win it.
Not well.
No, they didn't win that game.
Okay. Yeah. He deserves,
turned into a pumpkin.
He deserves his own tier.
Okay. Good.
Okay, I like that.
The Bears.
I kind of like the Bears as a cat in the grass. I know there are Bears specifically.
No chance.
Not no chance. You're telling me there's a chance.
You're telling me Ben Johnson has no chance?
So the three of us disagree. Billy, where do you want him?
There's a chance.
There's a chance. Thank you, Bill. There's a chance.
So you're telling me there's a chance.
He's agreeing with me, not you.
Well, no, but you said no chance. Oh, no, Nick said no chance.
Nick said no chance. I said you're telling me there's a chance. You said cat in the grass.
He ripped his headphones off his head so he couldn't really
hear. I didn't hear anything.
Good point.
You said cat in the grass. You didn't say
Bears. Bears, people are sleeping on the Bears, which would be great for cat in the grass. They're the two seed, so they got some home games lined up for them. I think they're winning the first game.
I would pick them against Green Bay, yes. You know, there's a statistical oddity, a weird fact that the Packers' last win was against the Bears, and the Bears' last win was against the Packers.
So something's got to give.
Something's got to give is exactly what that is.
Something's got to give game?
So I say you're telling me there's a chance.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fine.
Okay.
Eagles.
Oh.
I think they're pretty good.
Yeah, I do too. They're kind of scary, actually.
For most of the year, I'm like, something's wrong with that team. I think they've started to figure it out.
Yeah. Pretty good.
That's where I'd put them.
Yeah.
Yeah. They got an argument for best around, but I'm not going to do that.
No. I'm not going to make that argument.
Okay.
Not right now.
Panthers.
Ooh, they are no chance.
Also a cat in the grass? All the cats. Actual wildcat?
I mean,
you think no chance, or you're telling me that you... Credit to you, Jones. I don't do this often. You were a big proponent of the Panthers. You picked them to make the playoffs.
Yeah, look at how good they were at 8-9 and had the back end of the playoffs on the last day of the year. But that is technically a win for ya boy.
Yep.
Yeah, they have no chance. Now, I give them more of a chance against the. I heard Ty Law and Shime laughing about the Panthers against the Rams. I'm like, they already beat them. Like, I wouldn't laugh it off that they have like no chance to play
a
tight
giant
game.
Spread.
It's the biggest. It's 9.5 or 10, whatever it is.
Half.
Oh, it's that high now.
I think so.
So. But how do they have no? They already beat them once. They don't have no chance to win the game. They have
any given Sunday game of inches.
They have no chance to win the Super Bowl, though, is what I would say.
Right. No chance.
The Rams.
Are you putting them up in best around?
No.
Pretty good. So we only have the Patriots in best around?
Yeah, correct. What? Yeah.
This is great. I'm still getting heat. I tweeted out the other day. This was another one of my viral tweets about how Drake May should be the MVP.
Your mentions must be, with all these viral tweets, mentions have to
so
be
So I
out
apologize if I can't get back to each and every
it's
one
just
of you.
Grok tweeting at him.
It's mostly Grok. I hate Grok. But I tweeted out that Drake May is the MVP after doing a lot of research, and like it was a real delayed reaction, and now all these Rams fans
crossed over to Seahawks Twitter Rams Twitter.
Which is not a significant portion of the NFL fan base, but there are definitely those that are like a lot of insults.
All right, so the Rams are pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah, they deserve to be knocked out.
But my point is, I only brought that up to say, once we put this bad boy up on Instagram, that's going to get,
Well, wait till Rams and Seahawks, wait till the 12s get a hold of this one.
Yeah. We don't Dave Broncos Matthews. Fans. We don't Dave and Matthews and Chris Pratt.
Bronco, really every other fan but Patriots fans. Once they get a hold of it, look out. Okay.
49ers.
I would have.
Counting the grass?
I would have argued, yeah, at best. Like
they got to be counting the grass.
That game against Seattle was so bad.
That shook me. I thought they were going to beat them, and I was like, hey, maybe you could talk about them being the best team in the NFC, but then they scored 3 points, and you're like, oh. And they were at home.
Cat in the grass?
Yeah, cat in the grass.
All right, let's do it.
Finally, the Packers. No chance.
So that's what I think. Toyotathon's done.
Toyotathon's
They don't
done.
Have Micah Parsons.
Yeah, no
they haven't
Micah
won
Parsons.
Since Parsons got hurt.
Josh Jacobs? Trust me. Looks awful.
Well, he should be pretty well rested for the playoffs, I think, the way they played him the last couple weeks.
It's terrible.
Yeah, I think
3 yards 2 weeks ago.
I think they have no chance.
All right, so I think we got it. I think we kind of nailed it. So our best around tier, we have the New England Patriots in the pretty good tier.
Yeah,
just the Pats.
That's all. Yeah.
The pretty good tier, we have the Broncos and Bills, the Eagles and Rams.
Okay, that's good.
The Seeing Ghosts tier is simply the Seahawks.
That's perfect.
The Cat in the Grass, we have the Jaguars and the Niners.
That's it.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you're telling me there's a chance Texans, Bears.
Good.
No chance Steelers, Chargers, Panthers, Packers.
Nailed it.
I think so too.
Per usual. Wow. I feel like we nailed it.
Man, good for us.
617-779-7937. You can discuss the tiers. People, I don't want to speak to Rams Twitter, Seahawks Twitter.
Oh, it's wild.
Broncos Twitter.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Heaven forbid the six Panthers fans get a hold of this. But you can give your feedback on the tiers every Tier Tuesday here on Jones and Keefe. They'll be up shortly at Jones and Keefe. It's also a Tom E. Tuesday. We'll check in with Tom E. Curran at high noon on a Tom E. Tuesday. Check out his work at NBC Sports Boston. We have a quick Alex Bregman update on the way next.
Now, Jones and Keefe
on WEEI. Download the Odyssey app and listen on demand anytime.
Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. It's Tier Tuesday. Tiers are up at Jones and Keefe. They look good, Keefe.
Oh, they look real nice.
Patriots all alone on the top tier.
With the tiers, as always.
You guys are playing hide-and-go-seek with your intellect on these rankings.
I mean, at least suggesting we have intellect.
Guys, way to show your objectivity, you homers.
Listen, we just call them like we see them.
I also like this one. Do you guys ever listen to a recording of your show when it's over?
No.
Yeah, I'll stop you right there. No. And realize how big of an idiot you sound like.
I'll take your word for it.
I hear our promos.
Sir or ma'am. I hear the promos.
I hear our promos and I'm like.
That was us?
Oh, I'm like.
Oh, you like that?
I'm like, good stuff there.
That.
I'm like.
I did 4 hours of that. That's just a taste. I need a lot more of that.
Do I go back and listen to the full show?
I don't.
I don't.
But when I do hear a little clips, I'm like, I don't think we sound like idiots. Man, I'm like, we sound pretty good.
Really good. Is that available on podcast?
Really on to something is. There. It is. Odyssey app. I'm happy you asked. It's free. Mm-hmm. Won't cost you a dime.
Nope.
And you won't miss a second of Jones and Keith. Like our pal JP in North Providence. He never misses. Hello, JP.
Hey, JP.
Jones, Keith, Jones, quick post-Christmas question. The missus didn't get an easy bake oven for Christmas like the Santa Claus 2 movie, did she?
She did not, no.
No, it's bad.
Oh, okay, good to know. Keith?
Yeah.
Jaylen Brown has a great year. MVP performance. One, is this cheap ownership going to want to try to unload his contract because he's now looking like a top five player? And two, how is he going to exist next year after running this team all year? Because there's always been that grumbling. They say they're buddies. I find it hard for him to go from the number one back to the number two again when Tatum comes back.
All right. It is a good question, and it's one really for months from now. But
second part of that. The first one, they're not going to trade him.
No, no, no. I don't think he's going
the
anywhere.
Second part, though, having Tatum and Jaylen fit together later this year and going forward, that there could be some friction there.
So
yeah.
Brown has talked about in the past how he's sacrificed a lot, and we can all understand what he's talking about there. He's also talked about like how enjoyable this season has been.
This has been my favorite season so far.
Ever.
Ever.
He's won a title.
Correct. He won a title. He's been an all-star. He's been all-NBA. He's been the number one seed.
This is the one.
Correct.
Nothing's been more fun than this.
So I think the mentality is different. But this was my hope all along. And I brought this analogy up probably 100 times. And I'll bring up 101. The Chicago Bulls. Jordan, clear-cut alpha, the alpha of all alphas. Scottie Pippen is viewed as the greatest second player, at least in like my memory, right? So there's a year and a half there without Jordan. And Pippen is awesome. They win a ton of games. They make the playoffs. I want to say the semifinals, maybe the conference finals, definitely the semifinals. So they won a playoff round. He led the team in like points, rebounds, assists, steals, blocks. Was awesome. Jordan comes back. They go back to their roles. They win three more titles.
Yeah, but Pippen does not have stewed in the meantime. Yeah.
He did stew. There's some stewing, mm-hmm. but he also was the second best player on three title teams. So they kept it together, and that's where like Joe Mazzulla is going to come into play. That's where Phil Jackson came into play. And you're going to have to be able to massage the egos. I do think Jaylen Brown thinks he's a better player than even Scottie Pippen thinks that he is. Right?
I don't know.
Oh, maybe not.
Pippen thinks pretty highly of himself. But
but he was able to say that's Jordan.
Yep.
Now, Tatum's also not Jordan.
That's a good point. That's a good
point. So there's, it's not the perfect analogy, but it's the same
Pippen
idea.
Pippen at least knew he was, behind the greatest player of all time, arguably.
But, the Bulls didn't fall apart. The Bulls were awesome. I think they lost to Patrick Ewing and the Knicks or whatever, but they were still really, really competitive. And he proved that he could be a number one, maybe not on a championship team, but a number one in the league and carry his team. And that's kind of what we're seeing now with Jaylen Brown. So I think it will take a little bit of time for them to get used to it again. But I don't know. They have figured it out. There was 4 years ago we were talking about, yeah, you notice that they don't actually pass to each other or there's no assist to each other. That's gone away.
The hope would be that Jaylen now is comfortable. He's proven everything he needed to prove with Tatum out. And he now knows for anybody who ever wants to say, well, you're just a number two or you're just riding Tatum's coattails.
What about 2025?
He can point to that and say, well, that'd be the hope.
Yeah.
What I'm worried about is what JP is worried about, where Jaylen, it's his favorite season. He liked being the number one.
I know.
And he bristles at going back to being the number two and not getting the shot at the end of games and not getting any of the credit. And I'm not telling you I know how it goes, mm-hmm. but that would be my fear. Meanwhile, there was a update today from ESPN, two updates really,
ooh,
on the Alex Bregman sweepstakes, if you will.
Yeah, what's he up to?
Buster only had a good one. Jesse Rogers, not so much.
Oh.
In the same article.
All right, let's hear it.
Hold on.
You think he gone?
Easy.
Yeah, if he was getting that contract, he would have signed.
Buster only. Here's the contract. The Red Sox and Bregman have signaled a willingness to pay him big money, perhaps something in the range of what the Tigers offered him last spring. Perhaps there seems to be doing a lot of work.
Perhaps.
Perhaps.
An important word.
But the offer a year ago from Detroit was 6 years, $171.5 million.
$171.5 million? For
mm-hmm.
six?
Mm-hmm.
The $28.5 million a year?
I think that's a lot of years. But
that's
I think
a lot
be,
of years.
That'd be a good deal. I'd be happy with that.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, he walked away from basically 2 for $80. And so now you're tacking on 4 more years and you're barely doubling the overall amount. So I don't know. It's under $200 million overall. So you wonder if the Red Sox might find that intriguing. But last year, they basically gave the guy a 3-year contract. So after 1 year where he's hurt for 50 games, so like now you're worth six? I don't see that happening.
So, again, the word perhaps there is doing a lot of work.
Mm-hmm.
And my fear now is this is the beginning of the Red Sox covering their asses when he goes to Arizona or something like that.
Oh, we were so close, and we actually did offer him.
We actually offered him what he turned down a year ago in Detroit. I don't even get why that's that good of an excuse. It's like he didn't want it a year ago. We offered it a year later.
Now he wants it.
And, yeah, so but I'm worried that's the beginning of, like, their excuse making. On Bregman specifically, they've made plenty of excuses. Jesse Rogers in the same piece at ESPN says there was a feeling around the industry that Bregman was down to Toronto and Arizona when Okamoto signed with the Blue Jays. That would now push Bregman to the Diamondbacks. Those same people believe the Red Sox would indeed hang around until the end, seeing how Bregman's market would develop. Many believe the two sides, Boston and Bregman, need each other, given the leadership and production he supplied to the Red Sox last year. But free agents always want more than one serious suitor. So as one executive put it, it was down to Toronto and Arizona before. Maybe now it's down to Boston and Arizona, but Boston's just there to leverage Arizona.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
So you're saying now, yes or no, Bregman's back?
I still think he's back. Yeah. Like, now you're Alex Bregman. Now you got to pick Arizona or the Red Sox.
He's got a house in Arizona.
I would come back.
Snakes have those awesome city connects.
Now, the money obviously has to be the same, but you're telling me all things being equal, which is dangerous with this team, but I don't think Arizona's exactly going to spend like crazy either.
What's the state tax out there?
Ooh, got to be less.
Yeah.
I would think it's like, can't be higher than here.
Do you like the desert?
I don't.
No, but he might. Bregman.
He might.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know. This has been a really tough one to read overall. I think the Red Sox need him way more than he needs them at this point, right? Because there probably will be another deal similar to the Red Sox, if not more than the Red Sox, whereas they just created such a big hole at third base if they don't bring him back.
Okay, so that's the latest on Alex Bregman. I think the Buster Olney one seems positive on the surface, but I don't know. If he had that offer, would he have accepted it by now? If he doesn't, what are they going to do? You think they're going to offer more than $172, $171 and a half? And Jesse Rogers seems to think the Red Sox are just there for leverage, and he's going to go to the Arizona Diamondbacks. 617-779-7937. Tiers are up at Jones and Keefe. Go check those out. It's also a Tom E. Tuesday. Tom E. Curran, NBC Sports Boston, next.